Blog Talk Radio.
Happy Monday. And no, I don't have a crush on nobody. No, I'm not a slut. No, I'm not a hoe. No, I'm not a freak. And I don't have a boyfriend every day of the week. But, okay. Good job. We're here. We're having a wonderful Monday. As you all know, it is the Kids Corner, and I would like to thank and welcome everyone for being here. Shout out to our wonderful sponsors over at HBHFNY and the wonderful graphics from Kid Ink, who provided the graphic for this show. Today we are going to be talking about... Sorry, guys. I had a little 5-minute hiccup before the show, like a 60-second hiccup before the show, so I had to grab my notes. We are going to be talking about what makes you successful. Before we get into all of that, I have to get our special guest on the line. Her name is Brie Renee. She owns her own company, her own party company, and she's dope. And I didn't get to call it before the show because, like I said, I had the little hiccup going, so I had to come live and be with you guys. So we are going to call her as a family and welcome her to our corner, because on our corner, we talk about everything. And today, we are going to talk about the 10 things that I feel are the keys to success. And these keys...
are much needed, much, much, much needed.
So, with that being said, we are going to get in her on this line, and we'll be right back. So, I apologize in advance, but, you know, sometimes live on the air, things happen, and you have to do things this way. Hope everybody's had a wonderful Monday. And I'm ready to inspire you as you guys all inspired me to come up with these great topics. I'm sorry, guys. Hold on. Let's get our client on. Let's get her on the line, and let's see what's going on. Hey, yo, shorty, won't you go get it back? Cause it leaked through. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the Kids Corner.
Hi.
Okay, now that we got everything all squared away, Brie, I'll be back with you in 2 seconds. I had a little hiccup before the show started, which is why I didn't call you before the show started, but we're going to just pretend like nothing happened and let the universe
okay.
be as great as it is, and I'll be with you in a minute.
Okay.
Now, like I said, the 10 things that we need, that I feel are the keys to success, we're going to start with number one, which is resilience. Nothing is more important than being resilient in your dream, in your goal, and whatever it is that is important to you that makes you feel like you need to get to that next level. You climbing, you climbing, you climbing. Your resilience is going to pay off in the long run because it is imperative to how you handle situations that are tough. You got to think about tough things that you've been through, and you got through that storm. You got through that time. You got through those same aspects have to be applied to your business because you have to be able to take the good and the bad. For example, if you guys, all of you guys who are new to the station or don't know me, I am Kid Ink. I am the face of Kid Ink. I am Kid Ink. I graphic design, website, everything. And for as long as we've been on this radio station, which is probably about almost a year now, but don't quote me, I've been trying to put this graphic design company together. And here we are, time later, it just is starting to really pay off. So the resiliency in me making sure that my dream came true was... okay, yeah. Good job, twin. My twin is in the studio, by the way, if I didn't mention. She said it has been a year. Okay.
So as long as we've been on the radio, I've been putting this company together, which is why we always shout out HPH of NY and Kid Inc., because HPH of NY is TWEN. That's publishing, all those wonderful things that she does, and you match that with my graphic design, and that's how the merge happens. One day we'll sit down and share with you guys the story of how we actually became twins. But that resiliency kept us going to where it's finally paid off. The next step, and these are in no particular order, by the way, because I'm sure if you hear some of them and then hear others, you probably number them in your head to what's important to you, not off of what I'm going off of my paper. Take what's important to you, put it in however you need to put it, digest it however you need to digest it, as long as you don't give up. That's all I'm asking. Two is to be honest with yourself. Honesty is something that is going to keep you focused and honest about where you are with the steps that need to be done that it takes to be successful. A lot of times we scream we want to be successful. We breathe we want to be successful. Trust me, I am preaching to the choir because I am the first person to scream I want to be successful. But the work and the honesty that you have to take, sometimes you have to be like, I can't add that because I don't have that. And I'm not about to add that. I'm not just going to do that. Like sometimes you have to just be honest with your own self, because it keeps your business clear. It keeps your path to success clear. Like, you can't spin a lie and be like, oh, let's say you run a car auto shop or you want to start a car auto shop and you have the tools to have a car auto shop, which is like, you know, the stuff people use to fix cars. But you may not have, like, the thingy that they put the cars on, the jack. Or you may not have no jack to jack the car up, but you're sitting here telling people you can change tires. You're not being honest with your business, and you're not being honest with yourself. How can you change tires with no jack? Okay? Number three is key, and something I just learned a year ago, and that is time. Well, this month, actually. I'm not going to say a year ago. See how you have to be honest with yourself? Time management. Time management is very important to your success, because if you don't put the proper time into it, then it won't happen. So my question to you guys, my listeners and the people in the studio, is are you putting the proper time to manage your goals? One thing I can recommend for you guys, which has helped me a lot, is to set timers. In my phone, there's a timer for every day of the week. Before I go to bed, I list down the things that need to get done within that day. Like for today, it was, for example, it was wake up, eat, work on the flyer for this show, come up with music for this show, write out this show, and then talk to my guest, Bree, about this show to make sure she was still available. Those were all the things I had to do. My phone went off different times of the day to remind me, did you get this done? Did you get this done? Did you get this done? And as I got them off, I started canceling out the alarms because I got it done. And at the end of the day, you can be like, wow, I got everything I needed to do in one day. And time management doesn't mean go schedule yourself for the whole week, because life happens. Shout out to my twin, by the way. She held it down this weekend. I was out of the studio because my mother-in-law's birthday, and I had to go do that thing because she does a lot for me. So, you know, that's my baby. But good job, twin. She did a quiet storm that I hear was very, very great. And, you know, she was here on Sunday doing her thing with the Sunday school. So shout out to twin for holding it down. She's the dopest. And that's where time management comes in. If I would have waited until the last minute and told her, oh, twin, I'm be out today, and it's Saturday, I need you to put together a quiet storm, she would have done it. She would have fussed. So sometimes in time management, you have to be cognitive of everybody else's time that needs to be managed as well. She works a full-time job as well as runs a company. So you don't just throw stuff on people at the last minute. You make sure that you manage when you foresee your things in advance, like, oh, well, the business is going to have to be shut down with my kid's birthday. Then you get put this disclaimer out weeks later. Like, if you need something done or you need to book an appointment, book it by this time, because then we'll have a little break, or there'll be a weekend shut down. It's, you know, family matters, personal birthdays, bar mitzvahs, whatever you want to put. But always make sure you let your business, the people that you do business with, know when you're available and when you're not available. Time, Facebook, social media, all of that. Number four is key, and something that I think a lot of us younger business owners don't have is patience. It is the key to the dream. It requires patience. No dream is going to happen overnight. There is going to require patience with the manifestation process. A lot of times we speak of manifestation into the situation, or we'll be one of the manifest things and be like, oh, well, I want my business to just be great. I want this to just do this. I want this to just do that. And we don't leave room in time for the universe, or as I call her, Kathy, my mommy, to do what I need to get done. And this was something I was new to. Like, this was something I knew nothing about. Here we go, talking about a year ago. It was nothing I knew about a year ago. But in building my relationship with my twin, I started to know more and more and more, to where I started to try it out just a couple of times, like, mom, so-and-so-and-so needs to happen. And I speak with her and to her as if she is still here right here on this earth. Mom, I need this to happen. Wait a little minute. Mom, boom, it happens. Mom, I need this to happen. Boom, it happens. Like, you have to have the patience with your business. Manifest that thing into greatness. But do realize that it's patience. Things need to happen. And it's okay to be patient. We are going to take a quick music break. All of our music breaks are provided by successful people that I look up to business-wise. The intro was done by Luther King, by the way. And I'm sure you're saying, oh, well, she went to jail. She got old money, honey. That jail didn't hurt her. That jail did not hurt her at all. But this commercial break is On the Run with B and J. And I will be right back to talk about courage, networking, and passion.
Cliches in my dark past. out of you niggas. Keep it 100, hit the lottery, niggas. You ain't about that life and got a lot of me, nigga. You know it to the death, I hope it's I be the niggas. Cross the line, speak about mine, I'm a way to tech. I'm a geek about mine, touch a nigga where it's rib back. I click clack, put your motherfucking wig back. I did that, I've been wildin' since the juvie. She was a good girl till she knew me. Now she's in the drop, bustin' you, we screamin'. Deeper than words, beyond right, die for your love, beyond life, sweet as the Jesus peace, beyond ice, blind me baby with your neon lights, Ray-Ban's on, police in sight, oh what a beautiful death, let's both wear white, if you go to heaven and they bring me to hell, just sneak out and meet me, bring a box of L, she fell in love with the bad guy, what you doing with them rat guys, them rat guys. With me, girl, but you see it. If it's me or you, will get the world. And so be it.
I don't care if they give me life. I get all of my life from you. And if love you had a price, I will pay my life for you.
Shout out to my B, by the way, because I'm Jay. So shout out to my B. I see you. Yeah, Rick. We are talking about what makes great business and keys to success around here. And so far, we've talked about resilience, being honest with yourself, time management, and patience. And before we get into anything else, we have the one and only my little sis. She's a mother of four, including her little brother. She has a writing career, and she also has a business that she decided to start this year. And we are going to talk about what makes Unique Touch so unique. So that's that, and Bree, if I'm saying this wrong, you are more than welcome to correct me, but she has a financial planning company that is based out of Arizona, so if you're listening and you're in Arizona, get in contact with me, or I will leave her information on how to get in contact with her on my Facebook page. So, without further ado, let's get Greek on the line. Hello, my dear.
Hi, good afternoon.
How are you doing today?
I can't complain. not complaining at all. That introduction was everything. I was over here cheesing.
Oh, thank you. I tried to do my homework. So, what made you want to start your own business?
There's a number of reasons why I want to start my own business. The main thing, I guess, what pushed me to finally do it is my kids. I just had twins last year. I have a daughter now. And I really want something to leave my kids behind when I finally, leave this earth. I want to be able to leave something for my kids. What made me really want to start a business altogether is just I don't like working for people, to be 100% honest with you. I've always wanted to be on my own time, do my own thing, and not have to really follow anybody else's rules. Plus, the lineage that I come from of, my family, I'm breaking a lot of barriers, and no one in my family has really ever owned their own business. So, it's just something I've always wanted to try and do, and I'm really excited about.
We are just excited with you and for you. So, with that being said, what do you feel, before we get into the rest of the keys to success that I've looked at, what are some things that you feel is important to a growth of a company, a goal, whatever?
I definitely like the things that you said about time management. That is so important. You do have to set aside time for your goals, because if your goals are something you really try to get done, you got to treat it like it's your job, like you really need to put in the work. But the number one thing that I would say to be successful in not only starting your own business, but actually like finishing up and seeing all your goals through to fruition is focus on what you're trying to do and not what everyone else is doing or trying to do. Like, you have to know who you are and set yourself aside from everyone else. Don't pay attention to what this person's doing, how this person does their business, how they started, because how they start ain't necessarily how you're going to start. How they brand isn't going to be how you're going to brand. You got to set yourself aside. You have to be your own person. You got to be unique.
Very, very true. Very, very true. She's such a smart young lady. Now, when can people expect to be doing business with you if they're out in your area? Is this something that's just going to be locally until you can stretch it out to nationwide? Or, like, what if somebody's in another state and they want to do business with you? How does that work?
Right. Actually, that's a good question. So the way that I'm doing it, I guess I should kind of go into a little bit of detail about what the business is. So Unique Touch is a party, event, and supply business. The reason, the concept behind this business is for celebrations that are regular celebrations and different celebrations. I've always used to joke to people that when I was in a relationship, I wish I would have got flowers on a Tuesday because it's Tuesday. People were like, well, that's weird. And you celebrate that. My sister recently got divorced, and I'm throwing her a divorce party, and I realized people want to celebrate different stuff, and they feel like they can't, because businesses don't cater to that, and I want to cater to that. I want to cater to anniversaries, divorce parties, and then, regular things like Mother's Day. So as far as who can do business with me, so I offer a couple of different things with my business. So the first thing is event setup, and basically that's for people that don't want to decorate because they got, like, I know people have a lot of stuff to do on the day of the event, so I would do the decorating. As of right now, that option is only available in Arizona. However, my other options, as in, I'm going to be doing gift bags, I'm going to be doing party supply kits, and I can mail those out to anyone. You just don't get me to be there to set it up. But the kit will come completely, put together. It has everything in it that you're going to need, and it will just be mailed to you.
Okay. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. So you said your sister is kind of the force of why you wanted to put this together, because she got a divorce. I think that's a really dope idea. Well, yeah, it's dope. She trusts you to make her feel better. Now you took that idea to make everybody else feel better.
Yeah, and I feel like, you know, different milestones call for different celebrations. And, I mean, divorces are sad. They're unfortunate. But, I mean, like, in my sister's case, and in, like, a lot of cases of a lot of people I know, it's freedom, you know. It's like getting out of jail in certain situations. And you shouldn't feel wrong for wanting to celebrate that. I noticed one of the questions that you were asking, and I kind of skipped over it, but people can start requesting orders and stuff for me around May. I really want to get things up and running for May, because May has so many holidays, you know. Mother's Day is in May, and kids are about to start graduating. Yes, people are about to start graduating high school, so, you know, everybody wants to do the grad thing, summer break. All of that stuff is about to occur, so my goal right now is to have everything to go by May.
Okay, just remember to be resilient, be honest with yourself, and have your time management together. Have some patience. Nothing is going to happen overnight.
And I'm glad you said that, because I was really trying to rush and do this so I could be have product ready for Easter. But I was like, you know what? It's not about the quantity of what I put out. It's about the quality. So if I only have, like, 5 baskets for Mother's Day, I want these to be really good, high-quality baskets so that people will want to come back to me. I don't want to just be able to have product for that time. I want it to be something you're actually going to enjoy.
Sounds like a winner. We are going to take another quick break, and we will be right back, ladies and gents. We are going to be listening to one of my heroes, T.I. And not just because he's on VH1 and has a family household, but because he went from selling drugs to shit. Being the man, the king of the South. So with that being said, we are going to listen to Go Get It by T.I. and I will be back in 3 minutes and 42 seconds, and we can continue getting it.
I gotta grind, won't stop, hustle, won't quit, shine like no other, I be on some other shit. I got a high-priced lifestyle, super bad bitch. If I want it, bet I got it. If I don't bet, all I gotta do is go, get, stay up by my bitch, fall till I fall, lost until I finish. I dig up, get, stay up by my bitch, I live and kill it, second me, it's just chillin'.
Every day above ground, all I wanna do is fall, put my money over. Bitch, you put my hustle over all, knew it down to the draw. Louboutin kit, got a mad hat, a swagger, bitch, a stupid dumb stick. With a group of young bitches and they stupid dumb stick. I'm the marathon man, all I do is run shit. A sophisticated kind of dick, super vicious, still official, multi-million dollar shit. Money is the object, hot shit. Bitch, I got a sauna on my arm. Six figure with no diamond, rich and million, Bosch and run. They just talk about they got it, I'm the upper echelon. No, bitch, I'm about that action, you can go on with the convo. I done more than you dream about. Get your dream, bitch, in your dream house. Home lean, passing them beans out. With a bag through the whole team high. Gone, boy, I get seen back. Bro, you know me, you know I be. Second that door, that's all I see. I-G-O-G-E-D-I-D.
Grind won't stop. Hustle won't quit. Shine like no other. I be on some other shit. I got a high-priced lifestyle. Super bad bitch. If I want it, bet I got it. If I don't get all I gotta do is go. Stay up by my bitch. Fall till I fall. Lost until I finish, I dig out. Stay up by my bitch. I live and get the killer, second million.
citizen. And I real life up late night, get shit fake when I take flight. I get paid, no sick days. My outfits on switchblades. Don't sniff J, but I blow drone. Bankroll on loco. Still ride with that 4-4, but don't let my P.O. know. Bad white bitch, super thick. I'm icy, she cocoa. She got another bitch, yep, other bitch. Her ass fat, face so-so. No paper trail, no phone call, no emails, no photos. Jet back shot with that fat button, low blow head butts in slow-mo. Hey, purple laser, polo, and it's cool, that's all I do. Man, I strive to roll my denim in them new Margiela shoes. Man, we be cool and we jet poly. Oh, margarita, molly, and the strongest pack around. Bumpin' shawty out and now we menage for our hobby. We kick it how we kick it, know you envy how I'm living. Chit, chit, can't resist it, pimpin', get the million, back my business. Bro, you know me, you know I be. Second that dough, that's all I see, I-G-O-G-E-T-I-D.
That grind won't stop, stop. Hustle won't quit, shine like no other. I be on some other shit, I got a high-price lifestyle, super bad bitch. Okay. If I want it, bet I got it, if I don't get all I gotta do is go.
Welcome back. We were getting it and we took a break. So now we had to come back. Hopefully you guys enjoyed the commercial break. That was T.I. That's one of my favorite songs when I'm having an off day, business-wise, graphic design-wise, pulling it together because I also write books. So being a man of many talents, sometimes you got to just go get it. I went to that. Make that better at the end of the show. But Home Story Radio is evolving in 2019. But I'll get into that at the end of the show because we want to make sure our listeners can listen all time, anywhere, anyhow. So with that being said, that step is going to take courage to expand the radio station because we're expanding our radio station. It's going to take courage, right? Because we don't know what we got. We do so many things or try to do so many things that we only think that it's not enough for us. It's not, we not strong enough. We don't got the courage. We don't got the resiliency. We have it. And I need you guys to know that Kurt is going to take a lot of courage to make your dream come true. It's the key. And I would say it's probably, in my list, it's probably like 2, 3. It's one of those things that as you start believing in your goals that you're trying to accomplish, the business you're trying to start, or whatever it is that you're trying to do, it becomes a bigger thing because you have to step out on a ton of faith to run a business. You don't got no customers. Don't count your friends because, well, let me not say that. Shout out to Bree because she did let Kid Ink do all her graphic design needs. And she also has a website getting ready to come up. And when we're finished putting that together, because we're still in the process of putting that together, when we finish putting that together, I will share the link on the Kids Corner show. So we can have that together. Oh, I'm sorry. She said we're family, not friends. She just took my phone and told me to correct myself. My little sister. So we're gonna. Now I can say what I have to say without nobody feeling offended. Don't expect friends to support your business. They're not going to. Some will, some won't. Some will just do it to mock you. Now, the courage is in going to find the people you don't know. The joke schmo around the corner, the person on Instagram that you watch post 60 different things about how they want to make t-shirts or how they want to do this or how they want to own shipping crates or whatever it is. Like, you have to go to the stranger sometimes because that's where you're going to build that clientele at. So be courageous, be bold, and that takes me to point number 2, be networking. I cannot stress this enough, but it's one of my favorite things to do. I will get on social media and talk to a stranger about Kid Ink in a minute, especially if I know it's a service that I can provide. Oh, you run a business. Oh, you do this. Oh, you do that. For example, I know someone who writes poetry, and they just released a book, and their cover wasn't to the best of quality. And then I found out that they couldn't afford a graphic designer, and that's why they did that. And I told them the next time they get ready to do a book, just come hit me up, and I'll work something out with you. Your quality, your brand, your packaging speaks for yourself before you speak for yourself. Networking is so essential. You can run into so many dollars, extra dollars, unneeded dollars, dollars you ain't even know you had by networking. You have to network, because if you don't network, then you're not going to grow as a business. Because you can network with me, and I can network with you, but what's the point if I'm networking for this and you're not? Like, you gotta focus on the network. Like, I take care of the majority of the networking for both HPH of NY and Kitty. Not because my twin isn't good at it. It's just that I'm more friendly when it comes to that kind of stuff. I'm a little bit more jumping in your inbox and start talking to you. Do you need a book? You need a book edited? You need book coverage? You need a flyer? You need a website? What you need? I have it all here. So, you know, and, you know, I just bring the twin, and she carries on from there. But I'm always the first person that is seen or heard from this brand, because I don't have a problem talking to strangers. Number 7 is passion, and I need you not to lose it, because it comes and it goes. It comes and it goes. It comes and it goes. I can tell y'all a really quick story about a book called Pen of Love. Okay. Passion. Love it. Love it, love it, love it. To me, it is one of the most, let me not use that book. Passion, The Cotton Gin, is a book about slavery during homosexuality. Passion to write that book. But the passion with the problem with that book and why it's not out yet is because of my passion for that book goes up and down, up and down. And I juggle it each and every time. Like, I love the idea of it, and then sometimes I'll really be against the idea of it. Like, the passion for whatever you're trying to put into, it's not going to always stay 100. Take it for someone who runs a radio show 3 nights a week. Like, that coming up with things for us to sit on the kids' corner or have the conversation about, or even something as simple as the Quiet Storm, is not easy. And I spend many hours going back and forth until I come down with a list of 3 things. And then I'll drag my twin into a meeting and be like, twin, this one, or this one. And I'll explain why each one needs to be done. And we'll move from there. But the passion is not always 100, especially if it's something I don't know about. Going back to the cotton gin, I wasn't alive during slavery. I wasn't born in 1887, 1776, none of it. I was born in 1982. We were already free somewhat. Crack cocaine was a big thing. Like, I didn't have to deal with none of the stuff that they dealt with. So I wouldn't, the passion for the bigger story is a bigger version. And I had to learn how to break that passion down, which is sometimes you have to do when you have a bigger passion and you don't know what to do with it. You got to break that down into steps. And that is going to lead us on to the wonderful thing of vision. We see every day. You open your eyes, you see your kids, you see your dog, you see your coworkers, whether you like them or not. You see everything. But do you have that same tunnel vision for your dream, for your goal, for your business, for yourself? Like, sometimes you got to block out all the nonsense is with something that I've learned to do so well when it comes to growth. Like, sometimes you got to cut all the bullshit out and just not hear nothing. And when you don't hear nothing and you see everything, you'll be a little bit better. Vision, do you have it? What are you doing to keep it? Sometimes our visions can be blurred, and blurry vision will lead you to say, fuck it. Let's tell another little short story. This is why I switched to Pain is Love story. Let's tell a little story about Pain is Love. In 2014, I wrote this book called Pain is Love. And I shopped it around. I shopped it. It was great to me. I sent it to a company. They kind of dragged it through the mud. And my vision for the whole book got distorted. And I've never took a look at that book again. But at least once a month or once every 2 months, I pick up the vision for that book again. Because I'm determined to see something for it. Because I know it's not what is different. It's not what everybody else is writing. And because I write LGBT fiction, I also read a lot of LGBT fiction. Everybody's talking about slut and smut, this and that. But no one's giving you the mystery, the crime, the horror, the different things, the different genres you can jump off into. And if you're listening to this and you feel like you want to jump off into one of them, be my guest. I wish more people would. I really, really, really do. So that's that. I'm not doing this a mess. That's that. And I need you to adjust the vision. Like, if you're not seeing properly, put something else down, pick something else up, or work on another part of it. And not to put her business out in the streets, but Bree, my special guest, I'm also in the process of doing her website. And when she first came to me, it was a vision mixed in a little haziness. Like, there's things you have to, steps you have to do to get to the website. Like, you do this, you do this, you do this, you do this, you do this. One thing I will give her credit for, she's very teachable. And I appreciate you being teachable, Bree. That was really, really dope. We're going to go to a commercial break because Beyonce said so. So let's go by Beyonce off B-Day. My twin is going to be somewhere having a party because it's her song. And we'll be back to talk about, we are going to talk about adaptability and creating value for others. Two very instrumental things for success. And then we are going to open the lines up, see if there's any questions and answers, anything anybody has to say. I'll be right back.
Give it to mama. $2 million. You got the green light. So what you want?
can get no closer. He got the green light, you the key, right? Holding up traffic, screaming, go!
The lecture at hand and the points of the keys to being successful by Kid Sensation, the one and only Kid Sensation. Before we left to commercial break, we discussed courage, the importance of courage, networking, passion, vision, and now we're going to talk about the adaptability, which to me is the number one key to a business. You have to be able to adapt at any given time, because you can run into any given customer on any given day. You can be at the grocery store, you can be at the mall, you can be at Tops and Bottoms, you can be wherever you want to be and run into a customer or someone looking for a service. You have to have the adaptability to be sorry about that. I had a little memo, a little notepad memo. You have to be able to adapt to make room for growth and improvement. No dream can go in a box. Let me repeat that again. No dream can grow in a box. The box eventually becomes too small and the dream busts out the box. Don't put your dream in a box. Don't do that. No dream can grow in a box. You have to know that there's room. And in knowing that there's room, it gives you room to branch out. And you may not have all the steps and you may not have all the directions of where you want this to go. Let me tell y'all, when first started this radio station, if y'all were to listen to the very first episode, which does not exist anymore, but if y'all were to listen to the very first time me and Twin got on the radio, it was not clean, it was not polished, it was really messed up, And the guest that we had on the phone had a terrible phone, and it was just the worst. Like, growth has came a long way, even on the radio. We became so polished to now, we still handle our hiccups. We still have our hiccups. I had a hiccup before the show started. But we all learned how to deal with it. We gave ourselves room to grow. When it came to Kid Ink, at first all I knew how to do was book covers. Now I do flyers, just about any damn thing that you need. And I didn't, I didn't know how to do all of that at first. I just knew one thing. But when you take something that you're interested in, this goes back to patience. If you take something you're interested in, water it and watch it grow by itself. And what you don't got, speak on it. The people in the your ancestors here, the people in the ancestral world, if you believe that, or if you believe in Jesus, Buddha, Nam-myoho-renge-kyo, whatever, like, they hear you. Your higher power is basically what I'm saying. Whatever higher power that you believe in hears what you're saying. But for the sake of the argument, I'm going to say the universe, because that's what, you know, that's what I deal with. And that's all I can speak on is what I deal with. I know how Jesus works, but Kathy works a little different. So I adapted to growth. I adapted to the ability to give myself room for growth. Like, in 2019, if you guys don't know, I've also wanted to start a take Kid Ink and branch off into Be Kid Ink Photos Photography, which is why it's Kid Ink and nothing else behind it, because it's eventually going to be Kid Ink Photography, which means basically I handle everything on the ink, everything on the print, press, photo. I got it. And the one thing I had to give myself was room to get things that I needed. Like, when you talk about wanting to do that, you have to give yourself room. You need not just a camera. You need cameras. You need backup cameras. You need backup batteries. You need a tripod. You need so many things that you have to take time to put your business together in a step. Okay, boom. Let's work on this part right here, because this part is going to connect to this part, and this part is going to connect to this part. I've always been an overwhelmer where I just used to dump everything on my lap and be like, well, hell, what are we going to do now? And the actuality is, after I started cleaning off my plate, I started to see the vision again. Oh, you want to do this, and oh, you want to do that. Great. Great. Oh, there goes Kid Ink again. I can see it. If you're like, well, I'm listening to the show and I may not want to run a business. I may not want to run a relationship. Okay. I may not run a business. Okay, well, your goal, whatever your goal is, it could be to have a healthier relationship with your significant other. Clean out the clutter. I'm going to tell you that from a very personal letter. Very, very personal place. Clean out the clutter. Because if you clean out the clutter, you can see again what your goal is, what your purpose is, what your facts is, where you're going. You can't run a business, run for president, worry about the Senate, and have shit piled up so high that the only thing you can see is just a little bit over the bullshit. Clear it out. Get rid of it. If it's not conducive to your growth, if it's not conducive to your business, if it's not helping you network, it's not giving you passion, let it go. If it does nothing else, if it does nothing else but keep you in, if you do nothing, if it does nothing else, but keep you in the box. Fuck that box. Break it. And do what the fuck you want to do. Next, the last and final step before we open these lines, we are going to talk about creating value for others. Figure out what you bring to this world. Make sure you're not afraid to bring along someone else you value so they can be just as successful as you. Hand down, when I wrote creating value for others, I thought about my partner and crying. My twin is my ace. Like, y'all do not understand. Me and this girl talk about life, business, bullshit, clips from a movie. We all think the bags were a good idea. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go watch Django and put in the KKK scene on YouTube. You'll die laughing. It is the funniest. It's like the most funniest time you've ever seen somebody try to be racist. So it's very funny, but that goes to show you how the depths of this is. And me and Twin only became friends through another publishing company. And now look at us. We run a company together. We are on the radio together. Even when I'm not on the radio together, we're not on the radio together. I'm still somewhere in the presence. I'm in the background working on something, or she's in the background working on something, or doing some research for something. We're always helping each other grow. So make sure that you create value for others. Don't be so selfish in your business. Don't just be a one John, I don't want to share my dollars with nobody, screw this and screw that kind of person. Because first of all, the universe not going to give you nothing. Not with that attitude. Like, it's even gotten to a point now where I have a team somewhat. Like, Twin does all my editing for my books. Like, all my editing, my books, my scripts, all of that. She does. She's a wonderful editor, by the way. If you need an editor, hit her up. She got some dope packages. I do graphic design. I do promotions. I do those things. It's even got into a point now where my significant other does my deliveries. And when I have clients or I have things that need to be done, he goes and does it for me. Takes it to the postal office. He goes to the postal office and he delivers whatever I need to do. The package that I just did for Bree, the business cards and the picture frames with the wording on them, which are really lovely and dope, he went and delivered them for me because he said I did all the work, so he might as well go to the delivery. That's what I'm talking about, growth. And those are the kind of people you share your money with. Those are kind of the kind of people that you keep around you, because that's a team. So therefore, you don't have to do everything by yourself. You got time, you got growth, you got everything. If you need a quick reminder of the things we talked about being resilient. We talked about being honest with yourself. We talked about time management. We talked about patience and courage, networking and passion, vision and adaptability, and creating room value for others. The one I did not talk about, because I don't believe in it, I try not to manifest fear. But fear is not good for business. You cannot be scared and do business. Scared money don't make money. Let me repeat that for the people in the back. Scared money does not make money. And yes, I'm talking to myself, because the first thing I thought about was the cotton gin. So scared money don't make money. You can't make money being scared. You have to be A1. Shout out to my brother George, by the way. Love you. You have to be one with that. Scared money is not going to get you nowhere. Step out on that face. I didn't include it because I try not to live in a fearful place. Where I live, it's real kumbaya, and the universe is going to look out for you, and fear can't deal with Kathy.
our George. So, you know, I'm my other mama, Darlene. She came through for me a couple of times. One time I called my mom and asked her for something in the universe, and she didn't give it to me. So, you know, I had to go to my twin's mom and give her the biggest, can you just please help this for me? And that's how the universe works. That's what I'm talking about, not being able to share. Like, I've go to other things for other things. Not everything is a Kathy situation. Like, I go to my mom, I go to my brother, I go to twin's mom. Like, I take that time to make sure that I acknowledge who I need to acknowledge, because these are the things that make me successful. And with that being said, let's open up these wonderful lines. And let's start with my twin, Bree. We about to unmute your mic in a minute. So, you know, be ready. What's up, my favorite bug in the rug?
Hi, baby.
Hello, twin. You sound like a whole country woman.
I feel like an old country woman. Oh, my God, twin. This show is so excellent.
Thank you.
It really is. This show is so excellent. And I learned a lot. I learned a lot. Like, I didn't know. I knew you was growing. I knew you was growing. I could see you growing. But, yeah, you there. And my twin is making the coin. And he's making the coin. And his company is doing well. So please don't hesitate in endorsing him and speaking with him and contacting him and doing business with him. I'm very, very, very happy for you, twin. I'm very happy. I'm very proud. And the universe is all over you right now.
Thank you, twin. Thank you. Before I bring Bree back on the line, I would like to thank her Unique Touch for being the sponsors of this episode. If you want to be a sponsor,
appreciate you, Mama.
Very much so. If you would like to be a sponsor for any of the shows that come on throughout the week, starting next week, our website will be attached in the display box, so you can just hit the display box and you can email either me or Tisha, which you guys probably don't know her as that because I call her twin all the damn time, but that's twin. So you email one of us, and we'll tell you what needs to happen for you guys to put in sponsorship for a show, and let us know it is whatever it is that you do, and we'll gladly give you a shout-out, depending on how many we have. Your sponsorships could actually probably take our commercial breaks if you gave us enough of them. With that being said, let's get our sponsor Reed on the line. Dear sister.
I'm here.
Okay. Family affair. So, Bree, what did you think about the show?
I just want to say I can definitely see your growth from where this show went and where you wanted to go and how you're pursuing it. I also want to say you gave a lot of great tips on, you know, staying grounded when it comes to starting a business and any type of goal you have.
Because you got to. Like, y'all about to make me blush. It's been a journey. Like, it's not just been a journey with the radio station. The whole thing as a whole has been a journey. And in this year, I probably never pushed myself so hard to be so great. Like, it's gotten to the point now where if you knew me a year ago, you knew every Tuesdays and Thursdays I was cussing out my significant other. But now even that has slowed down to where I just want everything on the calm. And you kind of get there when you start focusing on the keys to success. Like, you can't be arguing with your dude every Tuesday and Thursday and expect to run a graphic company, put together a show, write a book, tour the world, take pictures. Like,
You gonna be mad doing all this shit? No. So you gotta focus on
you. Okay, so can I ask Bri a question?
Yes, you can.
Bri.
Yeah.
How old are you?
My bad, y'all. Sorry about that. I'm here, yes.
How old are you? I just want to make it clear.
Okay.
That Bri is a very young woman. I know she speaks with a lot of wisdom and a lot of age on her tongue, but she is a very young woman. She goes to school. She goes to work. She takes care of her brother. She got 3 kids. She's starting a business. She's writing books. And she is a very young woman. And if that right there don't inspire you to do whatever it is that the universe is calling you to do, let Bri be an inspiration. Let Unique Touch be an inspiration. Let her books be an inspiration. This girl is all over the place. And she's trying to make it happen in every direction. Kid Inc., I've never, ever in my life met a man that put so much on himself. Even when I can't find nothing for Twin to do, he finds something to put on his shoulders and carry it. Oh, well, Twin, I got to do this, and I got to do that, and I got to do this. These are our people, y'all. This is us. These people work jobs every day. They got lives. They got kids. They got business.
I got a couple of them.
Right. So we can't, you know, Twin gave us a lot of important things that we need to think about when we start in the business. And I hope you guys was taking notes and just, because this was an excellent show. And then you have Bri to come on, and she's such a young woman doing so many things. And as an older woman, I applaud you, Bri.
Oh,
and I applaud you, Twin. Because you guys make it, you guys are the ones that make it possible for us to see the future.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are paving the future. So when it gets hard and when it get dark and when it seems like ain't nobody messing with you and it's not going right, just keep in mind that you got to build this future. And it's all on you. And then you can't give up. I've never seen Twin give up. He don't let me give up. I'd be like, Twin, I'm done with it. I'm not doing nothing else. I don't care. He'd be like, all right, I'll call you back in 20 minutes. Because we can't give up.
Yeah, it's no quitting. You don't get to quit. And there have been times where I've sat on the phone and been so frustrated with the way Kid Inc. is going and how there's no business and how business is slow and this, that, and the third. And somehow, some way, Twin will start to, you got this, the universe is going to give it to you, speech. And I'm going to be honest with you. At first, I used to think it was hot air. Like, she's just talking to make me get back to work.
Mm-hmm.
But at the end of the day, the universe really do got you. Like, you start speaking, oh, I want business. I just want to run the business. I just want to do this. And then your little sister comes to you and tells you that she's starting her own party planning company, and she wants you to do her business card, and she wants you to do her website, and she wants to come to you for all her graphic design needs,
and
not
she
just
don't
because.
Want no discount, and she don't
Absolutely.
Want no hookup, and she
yeah.
don't want you to give her no break.
Yeah, like she.
Like, come
she,
on now. We need more of that. We need more people to pour into our business. And I promise you, Bree, when we find a reason to throw a party, you are there, Mama. I promise you, when I find a reason to throw a party, because that's what we need. We need to pour into our people. And I applaud you. She didn't ask no questions. She didn't ask for no discount. She just asked how much it cost. And brother, do it. And okay, thank you. Excellent business. That's how we do business with each other.
Remy Ma and Joe Budden's podcast today, and they were talking about as black businesses, we're often asked to give the homie hookup, like our prices is too much, but then these same people will pay $200, $300 for almost the exact same product somewhere else without no hookup.
Facts. You can't tell me that you're going to pay $200 for Jordans and you can't pay $20 for my book.
Exactly. And that's why I will never ask Trent, I will never ask brother, I will never ask nobody for no type of homie hookup. All I will ask is, can you put my business card in your business? Because everything is you pour yourself into this. We need to pour back into our community. Everybody talk about it, but don't nobody really do it.
You really did it, and I appreciate it.
I'm going to drive off. Yeah.
That's facts. Now, what I will say about both of you is, in my success, I've learned from both of you. And this is where I always say it's okay to learn from. Actually, I've learned from four people, if you want me to be honest. So this is where I always say the learning curve of being successful can come from many different ways. Like Twin said, Bree got a whole family at home. And she shows me every day when she gets up to go to work and takes us to meet. Brother, what are you doing? We have a little chit-chat before she go to work. When I'm not feeling it, I'll shoot her a text message in a minute. Why? Because I know she's up at work providing for her kids. I don't got no kids. I just got a nigga. So it's no need for me to not be working. When I feel like I'm stagnant and don't know what the hell I should be doing, I'll call Twin, and she works at a whole daycare with a bunch of adorable, loud children that will kindly remind me you have no kid or no reason to not be doing what you need to be doing. When I need to understand a little calmer place of life, then I turn to my baby. Because he'll softly yell at you. Bree's just going to push me to keep going. Twin don't care about yelling at me. She don't care. And my babe is like the center of calmness to me now, to where when things become out of control and I don't know what I'm doing business-wise, he'll talk this thing out with me. And I think
Bree is like that encouragement.
Yeah.
It's that spark of encouragement. She like,
yeah.
I see you, brother, and you great, and I'm going to invest in you, and I'm going to, you know, I believe in you. And I think we all need those four components that Twin just talked about. You need somebody that you can call when you're not feeling well and you're not feeling progressive and you just like, I feel like shit today. Well, today is not the day to feel like shit because we got things to do. So he called me. Because we always got things to do. And when he feel like, you know, he need a push or he needs somebody to say, oh, you great, he called Bree. Because Bree is like, brother, you great. You got this. What is you talking about? I'm at work. I got to do shit. You amazing. I'll talk to you later. Goodbye. And then Bae is just like, all right, I know you need a hug. And I know you need to chill, and I know you need to vent, and I know you need to get it out. And we need those people in our lives in order to run successful businesses. Because if not, then you take all of that stress that you're carrying from all of those other areas into your business, and it makes it not successful.
Okay. That is very true. Now,
you have
for my announcement.
that nobody is listening to you, to what you say and your thoughts, even when you don't say them out loud, your body is listening to what you say. So if you're telling your body this business is not going to work, ain't nobody buying my shit, ain't nobody doing this, ain't nobody doing that, then your body is saying, okay, well, let's do something else then.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stay saying, yo, this is going to work. This is going to work. And just like Twin said, he'll get on Instagram in a minute, Twitter in a minute. Yo, Twin, I found the client. I found the client.
Because the you gotta sometimes you have to go after what you want. And speaking of going after what you want, I know for a lot of our listeners, it is very hard for you guys to call into the show and be able to participate.
Ooh,
well, we are going to start launching. Give me till next Monday, because I still have to finish getting the website together. But we are going to start launching our episodes on YouTube, so everyone can listen to them. And I run the YouTube channel, so it's not like a stranger is running it. If you have comments, questions, concerns, topics you want to talk about, leave them in the comments. I'll get back with you. We can chit-chat. We can do all of that. We can talk about it. We got some really dope shows from last year that are going to be put on our YouTube channel, and everything from this point, well, from Sunday, Saturday on, is going to be on the YouTube channel. And that was the announcement that I had to share with you guys, because I know a lot of you guys call them 567-383-0821 number and it goes doo-doo-doo and it doesn't work. So you can't participate. I'm giving you guys another, or maybe you're in another country and you can't call into the state. I'm giving you guys a way to still communicate with your host. So be on the lookout for that. Like I said, give me till Monday. Matter of fact, on the next kick, by next kick corner, I should be able to give you guys the link, still subscribe, and the website address. So if you want to do business with me, a twin, we're going to do that. Also, there will be a blog for our sponsors from now on our HPH of NY, and that will be on our HPH of NY website, and that will be up next month. Next week as well, once we get the website together, and our first sponsor is Unitouch. So we'll give them a shout out on the website, and we'll move from there. We have exactly 6 minutes to get out of here. I would like to thank the one and only, my talented little business owner, Bree, for being on the show.
No, thank you for having me. Thank you guys so much for having me.
No problem. She has many things going on. She has a lot of things going on, and I will, when I repost this video on YouTube, I will provide contact information of how you want to get in contact with her, if you want to use her business services, so you guys can be aware of how to get in contact with her and her business as well. As always, Twin will be here on tomorrow. And oh, does she got
talking
some good
about
tea for
R. Kelly, y'all.
Y'all, I was just gonna say, boy, does she got some good tea for y'all. If you are not aware of what's been going on, and not just that the news is talking about, not that shit. If you don't know what's really going on, tell me. You have to be here tomorrow, because I'm going to be here tomorrow. So you have to be here tomorrow so you can get to see. Because let me tell you, it is so many things going on right now under the underscenes that it fuck what the news is talking about. So be here for Tuesday. Twin is going to be talking about Robert on the news day. I'm going to be talking about the parents. Oh, I'm going to be talking about the parents of the kidnapped, estranged, we got taken from our plantation kids.
when in actuality, there is so much tea going on that you might as well call that shit slavery. Oh, we'll be back. This is, these theories are going to take a little minute. We can't give it all to you in one episode, so it'll be a part one, a part two, and a part three, and we'll wrap this up. And maybe on Saturday, instead of giving you guys a quiet storm, I've been promising the Jussie Smollett show. And I know a lot of people are really looking forward to what's going on with Jussie Smollett. And as an advocate of my own LGBT community, I feel like it is my purpose, my right, and my job to bring you guys what's going on with Jussie. So Saturday, there will be no quiet storm. We will dig into what's going on with Jussie Smollett's case, and we will find some type of unity out of this situation, because I feel like it's the lot of bullshit is going on with Just, man. This R. Kelly shit, now he acts for us.
I'm going to do it to him, Twin.
I know you are, Twin. My twin. Me and Twin have spent hours and hours and hours and hours talking about these people like we know these people. But it makes for great shows. Like, this is how me and Twin know we got a show. Like, if me and her can sit and shoot the shit about it, for real, and keep up to date, which is usually me and Twin's job, depending on what the topic is. Like, she's letting me know what's going on with R. Kelly. I'm letting her know what's going on with Jussie. So it's like, okay, which one? I got a Jussie Smollett update, or I got an R. Kelly update. So, okay, well, what you got? And then tell me what you got. And we both scribble in our little notepads, whatever little information, where we got it from, so we can check and see what the real tea is. And that's that. Well, look, my ladies, we are exactly 2 minutes away from leaving us. So we are going to get out of here. I would like to thank, once again, Bree for being on the show. I would like to thank Twin, as always, for being Miss Quinn. She kept me really grounded today, as always. She also probably is jumping through joy that she actually found out that I rolled out a show and didn't just come on here and slabble out my mouth. I would like to thank all the ancestors, known and unknown. I would like to thank, once again, our sponsors at Unique Touch for being uniquely touched and doing the little party planning thing and supporting us and being here for whatever the reason is. I would like to thank HPHSNY for being, you know, the best non-publishing, non-bitchy. You don't have to be in a contract. You can keep all your money. Let me say that again. Keep all your money, publishing company ever, to Kid Inc. And I'm not just saying that because I'm the owner. You really saved my life, Kid. And that company means more to me than what nobody will ever mean. Thank you for everything that you've pushed me to do, create, understand, learn, and grow. And because of Kid Inc., I've learned how to be successful. So I hope in this show, with these cool top 10 that I've given you, it'll give you a reason to sit down and focus on your dreams. And with that being said, we're going to leave out of here with more Bonnie, Clyde, Beyonce, and Jay-Z. It's not going to play all the way, so don't get excited. But, you know, I'll be back. See you tomorrow. Ben's going to be here. I'm going to be here.
You ready, B? Go get him. Look for me, young B, cruising down the west side highway, doing what we like to do. Eyes behind shades, this next is the reason all of my dates been blind dates. But today, I got my Ferrowiz girl with me. I'm mashing the gas, she's grabbing the wheel. It's trippy how hard she rides with me. The new Bobby and Whitney, only time we don't speak is on Sex in the City. She gets Carrie fever, but soon as the show's over, she's right back to me and my soldier. Cause mommy's a rider, and I'm a roller.